Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than having your field trip hijacked by a crazy lady. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you are listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. Believe it or not, I'm joined in studio by Pip Helix.
I can't believe it myself.
Hello. Hello, Wraith of the Night.
Wraith of the Night?
We thought you were a phantom. We did not know you were real.
I know. It's just this disembodied voice.
Yes.
I know.
Your body has never looked so good as what it was when it was disembodied.
Not sure how to take that. No, I know exactly how to take that. Back. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip!
Wait a minute. Why are you talking to me?
Sorry. Wait for Joe, who's not here.
Yeah, you're getting a little anxious tonight.
I'm all out of tension. Hope he is. Joe's not here yet. He'll be here. Oh, about 45 minutes or an hour. Who knows with Joe?
Well, who knows with what's going on outside. So.
Is it bad out?
You know, it wasn't until I got closer, and then it seemed like everybody just said, let's just pump our brakes at random intervals. Whee!
I call that my last line of defense. I've choreographed with those folks, and you broke through. So
yeah,
kudos to you.
Actually, it's pretty effective, but I persevered.
You did persevere. Hopefully, I don't know how I feel about Joe breaking through, but Joe will be here soon. Joe will be here soon.
Oh, you stop.
Joe will be here soon to make his tantalizing voice and coughing and stumbling into your ears, along with some comedy.
We hope for a lot of that.
The comedy.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I was talking to people in the chat, and they said, yeah, we're looking forward to some good laughs. I go, we'll do our best. We'll do what we usually do.
Yeah.
Hope for the best.
Looking forward to some laughs. And you're here? What the hell's wrong with you people?
It's like, why?
Watch a damn debate, you'll laugh. It doesn't matter which party. You'll laugh.
Oh, I know.
All right.
Or cry.
Yeah, that's it. We got a packed show for you tonight. Speaking of politicians, some questionable decisions by some politicians, which we will get into later. I would throw out head-scratching, mind-numbing, but maybe others will say, it makes darn good sense. I don't know. I've been wrong before.
Yeah, no. This is dandruff-worthy head scratching.
All right, so Pip's on board with me on these. We'll see what Joe has to say. We got a brand new Witches Be Crazy.
Yep.
It's not Bitches Be Crazy because it's on the clean portion of the show.
Yeah, so we're just... Well, that's... I will tell you a good tale.
Okay. I don't even know if we could say bitches. We probably could say bitches. But
we probably could.
I'm just like, why push it? Yeah, folks are listening to this after church.
Look at you, pussy.
Clearly. I am part of the pussification of America.
I know. Joe would be here, like, thumping and yelling blue hawk.
Not when it comes to that. He's like, don't fuck it up, stupid.
Yeah, no, that's actually true. Yeah,
when it comes to this, is like, Joe is going to me on occasion. Do you think we could do this? I'm like, we'll be fine.
But, you know, it is a tightrope. You always wonder.
Yeah, right now we're playing on the edge of more cautious.
Yes.
That will probably change. Because a lot of performers have a little bit of self-destructive in me.
You know what? There's so many holes in my foot from shooting it. It's just, I know.
But for this week, kids, Witches Be Crazy.
Yep.
Also, this is very unfortunate. The voice of Squidward, of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes.
Fame. Got pulled over for a DWI. So we'll be doing Drunks in the News. We have an exclusive audio footage of that stop, of Squidward.
I know. A really good exclusive.
Yeah. So nobody, you're not going to hear this anyplace else.
No.
So it's a good thing you guys tuned in for that. So we'll be doing that. We also have, a cybersecurity question.
Yes.
A good one. I saw it a little early.
Yeah.
Good one. A lot of people don't know this, so. Hopefully it will enlighten you.
I think it's a question that a lot of people ask, and they feel like they're, is this too basic for me to ask? They feel silly asking, but
I just don't think it's something people give a lot of thought to.
No, but it's good information.
And as you know, if the average person does not give it a lot of thought, much like Seinfeld, we ponder.
I went over for hours.
Tediously, we
yes.
ponder.
Yes.
And we got a lot of Ann Jacks. We'll see how much of it we get to tonight, but... We might give a little peek into how somebody else dealt with Ann Jackson.
Oh.
So we'll get into some of that.
I would like to see how somebody else dealt with the cray-cray.
The cray-cray. Should we talk about what's going on on the syndicated side, or should we just like just wait for everything to play out? What do you want?
I think that we should wait on that.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, just because there's some good news.
I know. Well, we're on the precipice of some good news, so I think we should.
We're the pre-cum of good news.
Wait a minute. Hey, Jizzsock, how do you feel about that?
Ah, don't tease me, you whore! Give it to me! Sock wide open!
I can't give it to you. That's Joe's job.
I can sop up! Hey, that's my job! Work your own side of the vagina.
Of the vagina? No, no, no. That's not what you're sopping.
I can't be picky.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, so good things. Good things!
Yes.
Good things. So, let's see. What do I want to talk about? I guess I'll give a real quick health update since you guys berated me.
Yes, we did.
You guys berate me. So I got my blood work.
Good.
Results. Now, have you ever gotten blood work results from a doctor over the phone?
Yes.
In your experience, was it like a barrage of numbers and you're just like, what?
Yes, they just throw numbers at you. Your HDL is this and your, you know, potassium is this.
And your HIV is what?
And you're like, ha. Yeah, and it's like, no, I... And they speak like you're supposed to know what numbers are good.
Yeah.
And
so they spit these numbers at you.
Yeah.
And you don't know. Speaking of numbers, I forgot to mention, you want to call in 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. Yeah. So I did not know all these numbers would be coming at me. So
yeah.
There was no... First of all, he calls, and it comes up as a private caller.
Oh.
Or no, or a private caller. And it wasn't my mom, because usually my mom is the only one who comes with a private caller.
Right.
So they asked for me, and they're like, is Davin Roosevelt there? And I'm like, no. Because that's my no.
No.
Because now I assume it's somebody asking for money.
Or selling you something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Either way, he wants to separate me from my money. And no.
No. He is not.
No, he is not.
And I am not his representative.
Exactly. May I ask who's calling? And it's the doctor. Like, oh, yeah. I'm here. Hold on. Let me get me.
Wait. That's what
like,
I'm for.
He's like, I thought it was you. Well, did you? Then why'd you ask?
Yeah. I know. Well, it sounded just like you. Yeah, you have a really distinctive voice. So
do
it's
I?
Like, yeah, you do. So if anybody called you and you're saying, no, I'm not me. It's like, yes, you are. Bullshit.
See, I told you. I've gotten this. I get this quite a bit over the phone. I get ma'am a lot.
Ma'am? No.
I get ma'am a lot over the phone.
No.
And I don't correct because I don't have that type of time. Because it's just not worth it to me.
You just start fondling your own boobies and talking to them in a higher and higher voice.
Well, that was going on before they called. I just don't have that type of time. But much like, because you know, some of the bills are in my wife's maiden name.
Right.
So they'll call me like Mr. Her maiden name. And I don't correct them either. Because you know what? Because here's the thing. If you know me, I really don't like talking to anybody, including you.
Yeah, I know that.
So if I can make this as brief as possible, which again is very odd for somebody who talks for a living.
No, makes sense.
Yeah, I don't have time for corrections.
Right. No, I don't understand that in one sense because I don't know. There's a little bit of wait a minute, you know, involved in that sort of thing.
It's either like, cable vision, which ugh.
And it's like, who cares what gender they think
and
I
the
am.
Ma'am thing, I mean, it's almost emasculating to correct. It's yeah. Almost, you know, it's like, wow.
My friend has a very deep voice, and she gets sir all the time, and she's like, yeah, whatever.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
Ma'am. Well, I've never. I'm juggling balls. No!
They're not mine, but I am doing it.
So you feel I should make the correction?
I would just say, this is Mr. Rosenblatt.
Okay. I don't. I take the ma'am. I take it forcefully.
Well, you know what? Well, let me put it this way. For a while, a long while, I had my really good friend was my roommate. And so because we lived together and like we socialized together, we went to the same church, yada, yada, people started assuming that we were a couple.
Well, so did she.
Yeah. That's another story.
As stories would have it.
Good times. But one of the things was that if it was inconsequential, I didn't react or I didn't correct them because unless somebody just came out and said, well, you're her partner, right? I would say no. But if they said, oh, something like, oh, you ladies, like, I don't know exactly how they would phrase it.
Ma'am, how many size does your dong have?
Yeah.
Just Just trying to get a picture of this relationship, ma'am.
It's like, do you give, receive? No, you know, I mean,
ma'am, softball or bowling? Gym teacher. Okay.
All righty then.
I said that at a comedy show last week.
There was a gym teacher.
There was a young girl. And she graduated Montclair State where I went to school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what? She graduated. I'm like, what did you study? She goes, phys ed. I go, oh, studying to be a lesbian.
And how did that go over?
It was fine.
She was okay with that?
Well, because she had her boyfriend there.
Well, yeah. And also, she has probably heard that plenty of times before.
So you're calling me a hack?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that was not new information.
She did not look lesbian-y. She would be lipstick lesbian-y.
Okay, well,
she hadn't butched out yet.
But that could be very surprising.
To be what, a lesbian?
No. Well, it depends on who's saying it, if it's surprising
or
not.
Well, I'm a comic.
Well, you're not a lesbian, but if you came out as one, I would support you.
Thank you. I've thought about it. I'm not ready to do that yet. So I do not do the correction. Now, I've heard about my voice. I told you, I get ma'am a lot.
Right.
To the point where I don't correct. And then some, I've gotten some radio feedback where I have a sexy voice, which I don't hear at all. I don't like my voice.
I think I know you too well to think sexy voice.
Well, to know me is to think unsexy of me. I think that's well established.
No, I think that we've been friends so long that the idea that...
you don't listen to the show.
I do listen to the show.
You never listen to the show.
I do.
You do? When?
I have been.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
How are we doing?
I sneak it on every once in a while.
I have not gotten the list of notes and complaints. I just assumed you were not listening.
No, every once in a while I tell you, you know what I noticed? Do this. And then you make a big show of it.
No, but that's because you're listening to us talk as it's happening.
Yes. And so
that's different than listening to the show. That's listening to the conversation. That's different.
Right. No, I know. Well, I mean,
assume you're listening to us talk because somebody has to laugh when Joe has a shitty joke.
But you know what? I don't think they're shitty.
We wait on the precipice because I'm not laughing. Joe thinks it's a potential of suctitude. And then we wait a beat. And then very often, there you are to bail his ass out.
No, well, sometimes I think about it and then it strikes me funny.
Yeah, well. Take your time with him.
I do.
The funny part, though, is that edge where Joe doesn't know if he's going to get a shut up stupid or if you've bailed him out.
I know. Well, I know. Well, that's like the squirm factor that we enjoy in Joe.
Yes.
But, you know, well, it kind of annoys me, actually, when I hear notes from people that they think that I'm just like laughing because, you know, to laugh, to just fill time or something.
Well, we've gotten that. That was one of the complaints with our syndication company. Yeah. One of the notes.
Yeah. It's like,
I think they said it about Joe. It's like too much of it. I'm like, no,
they're real.
He's just having a good people. And I have to say, I know you may not think so, but other people think we're funny.
I have to remind people all the time. Is there a problem with that?
Here's the thing about me. I'm a dick even with people I'm trying to get a job with. that is the reality of it. I'm not going to apologize because the three of us are enjoying whatever nonsense we're talking about.
Right. Well, I mean, I like to think of our show as sort of like, I mean... The three
Root
friends.
Canal.
Some days,
yes.
After a long drive, sometimes it's like three friends sitting around talking about stuff, like you would when you're at home or you're in the bar or something,
right?
But with topics and like getting someplace, not just
if
going round and
if
round.
If you gave a shit about what your friends thought, that's what this is. If you really cared, see you guys are sitting there right now. Let's be honest, you don't give a shit what your friends thought. But if somebody would come with a prep sheet. You would have a show.
That's true.
Now, throw in a guy who can do some cartoons.
Yeah.
Another girl who can edit some clips.
Yep.
And then you got a show.
Ta-da!
That's really not very hard. This is basically... Oh, and a guy who spends way too much time on Facebook messing with scammers. Well, that would be our show, but you could do your own thing. But
yeah.
Really, the only thing that's stopping you from a show, listeners, is equipment and somebody giving a shit what others think. That's really all that's missing.
But also somebody that will give it back to you when they think that what you're saying is full of shit.
Well, that's the unfortunate formula of this show.
That's the unfortunate formula of our friendships.
Yeah, but that's the problem with this show. And a lot of people I come in contact with, a lot of you are wrong. And you just don't realize it yet.
They're wrong in what respect?
They don't agree with me.
Oh, yeah, that's wrong.
Yes! See, now we agree. That's right.
Yeah, that works.
And if Joe was here, he would disagree. That's wrong.
By the way, Trucker Tom has gotten your blood work.
Trucker Tom has got my blood work?
Yeah, he got a copy
what
of it.
What is it, full of cheese whiz and molasses?
No, he said it has four different bloodborne STDs and that two medical science haven't identified yet.
Well, you know, if it has to do with STTs, that is Tom's wheelhouse.
Apparently it is.
Yes, yes. I'm sure Tom can tell you when I got them, too.
And how.
Yeah, exactly, because Tom's that type of creep.
And which search terms brought you on to that perilous
journey? Yeah, so he was
journey.
In a giant test film. Did anybody search that? I did not.
Test film?
Giant Test. Remember? We
oh,
all...
Giant Test. No, you know what? I totally forgot to look for her.
It's not a her. It's a topic.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, like, I assume that there is a Giant Test.
I'm
that
sure there is.
They're looking for.
She won't be around long because if she's that large, she's going to die.
Well, there's so many people crawling up inside of her, you know, on a regular basis. I think that, you know God
she,
knows
you know
what they're bringing
like?
With them.
Ever see Empire Strikes Back?
No.
Oh, you suck. You suck. In Empire Strikes Back, there's these beasts called Tauntauns.
Okay.
Which they were riding in the cold. So Han Solo gets Luke Skywalker. Luke Skywalker's freezing.
Okay.
So there's a dead Tauntaun. He cuts the Tauntaun open, slices him open in the middle of the stomach, and pushes
Ew.
Him in there.
Ew! To warm him up?
Yes. So that's what a giantess is.
Oh!
These little men are just going in there to warm up.
Oh, there was some movie like that where somebody opened up a deer carcass.
Yeah, same thing.
And they warmed themselves up on the entrails. Oh!
Same premise,
yeah.
Yeah. So having sex with a large woman and sleeping in a deer, same thing. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks for that picture.
Exactly. See? So if you had a friend that could create images like that, again, you could have a show.
That's right. That's all it takes.
Really. And I recommend don't be too far away from a cat box. I really find that...
I never am.
No, you certainly are not. I always like tell people, like, all these great things are going. You're here, you're there, you guys are this, the bring broadcast there. I go, yeah, we're right by the cat box. It's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing.
Do you know what's really strange is that when I work on the show, I'm in the room where the cat boxes are, so I'm never too far from cat feces.
It really is the motivation.
It really is.
We're a very green show. It's our fuel.
Well, wait a minute.
We run on cat turds.
But you know, there have been studies that, you know, there's something to the whole crazy cat lady thing because there's.
What do you think you're here for? You fill a demographic.
I know. Why don't we have more of a crazy cat lady following? I don't know.
We might. Who are they going to communicate with? I'm sure they're telling Mr. Whiskers all about you.
You know what? Mr. Whiskers is a big fan.
He was. Yeah. May he rest in peace.
Oh, poor. Died. That's right. Poor Whiskers. I was. poor Tom was going to make spaghetti for dinner, but he says that's ruined now. Thanks, Dad.
Enjoy your venison entrails, stupid.
That sauce looks.
You came here for laughs. Instead, you get revulsion. You're welcome.
Well, that's usually what I bring.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your
well,
point.
Well, certainly not laughs.
No.
Now we're going to get a Pip. I don't like when you make fun of Pip. If you don't think Pip's funny, how are we supposed to think Pip's funny? You got your own fucking brain. You got your own sense of humor. What the fuck? I'm responsible for what you think is funny?
Yes.
No. No, you fucking plebeian. Think for yourself. If you think the Helix is funny, laugh aloud at her jokes.
Yes.
Enjoy her humor. If you think she's not funny, stare angrily at whatever listening device you happen to be enjoying the show at, and that's the look that one of us may be giving. You can enjoy Helix in any way.
Wait, hold on.
No, there's no rules to enjoy Pip Helix.
Wait a minute, Mr. Helix has rules.
He doesn't have a say. So, you know, don't base our reaction to Pip's nuggets of whatever they may be.
Wait, are we talking about cat turds again?
No. When Pip comes up with something funny or not, enjoy it or not. It is up to each individual listener. It is not up to us to determine if Pip's jokes are worthy or not.
I know that I do bring the sexy because, for example,
you do.
I just snorted.
Listen, you do bring the sexy to the show. You know, you might not bring the funny, but you bring the sexy.
I do. That's scary.
Well, it's either that, you, me, or Joe. Now I have the sexy voice.
You do have, you know, Lisa was saying before that you do have the sexy voice.
Does she? Thank
yes,
you, Lisa.
Yes, she did. She goes, you got something.
You got something. It might be the HIV, but you got something.
Well, that's what Tom was explaining.
Yeah, well, Tom knows. He gave it to me. There was that night in Michigan in the hot tub when my gig got canceled.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew it.
You know me, I'm always giving back to the fans. And in this case, the fan gave back to me.
Oh, that hot tub needed a good scrubbing.
It most certainly did. And that was before we got in.
Hey, what about me? I helped.
Now you can't go too way from far from stupid. I know, but he's always late. But he comes eventually. Yes, he does.
So wait, let me get back to my crazy cat lady theory.
Okay.
It was theorized on the internet, which is a fountain of always true information, that there is something in the ammonia of cat pee that breathing it in to vast degrees, like people who have lots and lots of cats, so there's lots of cat pee to be had, and they just keep breathing it in and breathing it in over years, that it actually it does something to the brain receptors.
It has similar effects
like
gotta
schizophrenia.
Gotta stop you. Because here's the thing. If you're surrounding yourself with that many cats, where you're breathing in cat pee, you're already a little nuts.
Oh, you know what? But
you're already a little nuts before you start a freebasing the pig.
No, I know. When you have like 25 cats running around and they're peeing on your floor and everything else, yeah, there's already
Which is why I like your method of dealing with it is just make sure there's no space on the floor. I think that's the way you go with that.
Yeah, but then everything you pick up, you have to sniff.
You don't have to. You choose to. Because you care.
I do.
Yeah, I'm sure. Listen, I'm sure there's a lot of psychological reasons. That and you're surrounded by 25, 50 cats and nobody wants to come over, so you're kind of secluded.
Oh, yeah.
It's not healthy.
No, but it's like a chicken or the egg kind of thing. Were you already nuts before, and that's why you started accumulating cats?
Well, that's what we've done with Joe and his soon-to-be ex's situation. You know, was she nuts before that, or was prolonged exposure to Joe and his ammonia what drove her nuts? I mean, then we've talked about that.
We've asked Joe not to pee on his own carpets.
So instead he pees on mine. Whatever.
What that is?
You know what? Joe contributes enough to the show where I allow it. You make certain allow. You know, it's like when the NFL Giants, mm-hmm. you know, Lawrence Taylor was a star player.
Right.
So the coach, the Hall of Fame coach, Bill Parcells, made certain allowances.
Right.
So Joe is such an important player to this show
mm-hmm.
that I allow him to pee on the carpet.
Wait a minute. Now, you put a drop cloth under me, but you let him go freely.
Joe's funny more often.
Is that what it is?
Yes. But although Joe's been slipping, I've been down the last couple weeks. He's been a little slow out of the gate. So soon, peeing on the carpet privileges could be revoked. Joe knows what he needs to bring to the show if he wants to pee on the carpet. It's well known.
Wait a second. Back up. I want to isolate that. I've been nailing him more often. There's a lot of the gay tonight. You just nailed
Tom. It's always
Tom.
Just below the surface.
Yeah. You just nailed Tom. You nailed him, Joe. Yeah. Hello.
Hey.
Hey. I as a former hag, I like the gays.
Yes, we know.
I know. Yes. I bring the gay. I make the gay.
You are the gay maker.
I am the gay maker.
All right. So I got my numbers. Some of the numbers, which
okay,
I was able to decipher.
I hope you can explain some of them.
So my bad cholesterol, you're supposed to be like a 2.
Yeah.
I'm like 276, which is like slightly above average.
Well, you're supposed to be like 200, you mean?
200 is like the max of like good.
Oh, but what's the scale? Like, is it from like 150 to 280 and you're at...
No, like 200, like you're not supposed to be higher than 2. If you're higher than 2, it's thought to be a little bit of an issue.
Okay, well, a lot of people have... What is that? That's LDL?
Oh, it was probably said to me, but I didn't know.
Yeah, I know. Well, not when you get that barrage of information.
No, I'm not ready for this. And I'm not the type to ask questions. I'm not. I'm just like, okay, can I get off the phone now?
You know what? He should send it to you so that you can look up what the ranges are.
Yes.
No, well, actually, I got the same thing. My doctor went blah, 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 blah. I'm like I know what any of that means.
You're much
send
braver
it to
than,
me.
You're much braver than I am.
I just wanted to
I still got to get $20 back from the doctor. I haven't gotten that yet.
Bastard.
Supposed to be free because of Obamacare.
Right.
And they charged me $20. And like, oh, we didn't know that the law changed, really. So I have to go back over there and get my $20. But whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm slightly high. And I'm,
dude.
And my good cholesterol is slightly low.
Okay.
So they're like, well, you know, given your family history, you could do nothing. You'll probably be fine until 60. I'm like, or. I don't want to have problems at 60.
Yeah. Well, you could. What is it that Olestra? You can eat tons of things with Olestra, and that's that.
No, we're not doing open mic jokes from that girl when the chronic.
Oh God, that's right. Yeah, oh, I know. No. Well,
the
no,
wave chip
that's inside.
Yeah, wave your intestines goodbye. Remember those?
Yes,
with the
I
oleo,
do.
Whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, no. But I mean the you know, then all the fat will just go right out.
No. So basically, it's like this is what you gotta do. I gotta take a baby pill. Every day, like a baby aspirin, which a lot of people my age do.
Yes.
So I'm not really that upset about that.
No, that's just a good preventative.
Yeah. And, like, I got to take, like, vitamin D every day for a couple of weeks.
Do you know how many people tell me that they go to the doctor and then they get told they have to take vitamin D? I do, too.
I think everybody does.
Yeah, because we don't get enough of it.
Because we're not out in the sun a lot.
Right.
See, that's why it's good to be a migrant worker. I always say they're very lucky. They're the luckiest people in the world, the migrant worker.
Well, I'm like, not enough vitamin D, skin cancer, not enough vitamin D. I'm going to take a pill.
Yeah, and I don't even have to take it every day. I have to take it every day for a couple of weeks and then just a couple times a week.
Yeah.
So.
Like, build it up.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, have you ever had kidney stones or anything? I'm like, no. I'm like, no. He's like, oh, the pee was like a little crystallized. Well, maybe it was just, he's like, well, it could have just been laying around there. Well, you know what?
Here we go back to the.
Yo, that's always the question. What is the shelf life on a cup of urine?
Laying around, like, were you holding it for an extra long time?
No, but here's
time?
The thing. Like, you gotta cap it. You gotta pour it into the cup, into a thing, and into, like, a beaker and everything. I felt like I was doing chemistry in the bathroom. I was not pleased at this.
Oh, I know. It's even worse when you're female.
Yeah, because, you know, it's much harder to hit the target.
No. There's this whole science of, here's a wipe, this is how you're supposed to wipe, in this direction, not that direction.
Oh, really?
Then, yeah. And it's like you're supposed to pee a little, then wipe, and then put it in the
cup. Oh, I don't know how
you
women use those things.
It's a disaster.
Yeah, it really is. I've never seen one that wasn't.
No, and now you've got pee all over the cup, and it's like, oh, thanks for this, you know?
It's like somebody lopped off your penis. It really
is. It is like that.
It's a tragedy. you were all made wrong.
Well, you know, there's that story about the two kids in the tub. You know, can I play with that? No, you already took yours off.
Ah.
Ah, there.
There it was. If you're listening to that.
Still.
No, if you're listening to Pip's joke where I just went, feel free to laugh your ass off. I'm not telling you you're wrong. I'm just telling you it didn't tickle me, my fancy. But you.
Come here, I'll tickle you.
No. You enjoy that, Pip. Comedy creation.
See, I didn't make that up. That's an old
I know,
joke.
But I'm appealing to your fan base.
Lisa said funny.
Well, there you go. You're, as I said, your fan base. I am appealing to your fan base.
Thank you.
Somebody should.
Yes. Appeal to them. Please listen. Think I'm funny. So, wow. Love me.
So that's,
oh, excuse
that's
me. I had a breakdown.
That's basically what the deal is.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That all sounds very good.
Yeah. So it's like I told you fuckers, I was healthy.
But you know what?
What?
You still haven't had the pipe.
The what now?
the colonoscopy.
Why would I?
Because it's good for them to go looking around,
yeah,
up there.
If there's like cancer, it doesn't show up in the blood?
No.
I think it can.
Not necessarily.
I think it can.
They got to go look for polyps.
You know what? We're not going on an expedition.
They got to go spelunking.
You know what?
They got to.
You're not finding fucking the great white whale up there. Everything is fine.
You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure of that.
When's the last time you've looked? You should see the look of, like, complete befuddlement on Davin's face.
What do I do
that,
with,
like,
that?
Huh? Like, am I supposed to? Who's supposed to look for me? Is that even possible?
I need to use mirrors better. I need to work the angles. I suck at geometry.
You need a tiny little camera. No, I don't suspect that you would want to give yourself one. It's nice.
I don't suspect anyone would look up there.
No, you want to be
Hello!
You really want to be put out for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you get put under.
So I should see Cosby.
Yes, you should. Would you like a cappuccino, young boy?
No, take whatever you got. So, yeah, I'm pretty healthy. Despite all the grief I was given by everybody, pretty healthy.
That's excellent news. I mean, all the things that were said, they're pretty, like, normal, average, your age things,
yeah,
that
I'm
are good.
Like, it's like, all right, cool, I'm not contributing to Big Pharma. You know, because the last thing I wanted to hear was Lipitor. Oh, and then he's like, you know, probably it's like all the fast food. I'm like, I don't eat a lot of fast food. I am so not a fast food person.
You're not.
Yeah, if I'm on the road,
yeah,
I'll do it. But, like, at home, I'd rather cook.
But everyone has said that in like, moderation, fast food's not going to hurt you.
No,
and you're really a moderate on that.
Yes. I think it's probably the cheese and the meat.
Yeah. So that's
probably better.
That's probably everybody who is not a vegetarian.
Today, a very good health day. One Pop-Tart and two very large slices of pizza. That's all I've eaten today. I feel like an athlete.
You eat like my husband.
I feel fucking fat as hell.
Oh no, there's some days where I'm just like, oh God, kill me.
Here for those days.
Yeah. I was begging earlier and you said no. Mm. No. I had a big salad today for lunch.
Ah.
And now I'm all full of piss and vinegar. Aren't you lucky?
I would not put that on my salad.
No, no. It's not the best dressing I've ever had.
No. I prefer oil
and
vinegar.
Oil and vinegar.
But I guess if you're allowed to make substitutions, piss and vinegar is fine. Who am I to judge?
Well, you know, usually you have no problem with that. But,
what? Piss and judging?
Judging.
I don't really judge. I'm not
not a judgy person.
As far as judgmental people go, I'm not really one.
No, you're not really. Not especially. But you do have strong opinions.
I do.
Yeah,
but I don't foist my opinions on you.
No. Except during the show when you say wrong, wrong, wrong.
Well, it's my show. I got the fucking name. It's on a T-shirt. It's on a website. It's for reals.
I know.
It's called Davin's Den. It's not called Pip's Opinion Den.
And thank God for that.
But no, I allow all opinions. It's not like this is not the type of show where everybody has to agree.
No, because we wouldn't be here.
You might be here. You agree more than often than not.
Well, yeah, we are of like mind on a lot of different things.
Yes.
But I will
not
tell
always
you,
though.
No, I'll tell you when you're wrong, like not getting a prostate exam. I will tell you, and I will and tell you that it's time.
Thanks, Doc.
Snap. Bend over.
Slow down there, Broomhilda. All right, you just slow your roll.
Well, I'm not going to do it to you, but a doctor should.
If I can't have it done by a friend, then I don't want it done at all.
All right, get the gloves.
All right, guys, entertain yourselves. We and Pip will be back in 5 minutes.
Oh, no. I'm going to do this slow.
Can you imagine? People have done that on the air. Katie Couric did it on the air.
She had not a prostate exam exactly, but she had colonoscopy.
What's the difference?
Well, colonoscopy is when they go up with the camera and they go all the way up your colon and they take a look and see what's going on in there.
Right.
A prostate exam is when they put on the glove and they put their finger up your butt and then through the colon you can feel the prostate. And so you can get a feel for is it enlarged or not.
All right, I feel nauseous.
Really?
That is disgusting.
No, it's really not, and it's a good thing to have done.
Listen, everybody has their fetishes. It ain't mine, though.
No, it's not. Like, it's fun.
Pornhub, colonoscopy. Yeah,
for my prostate exam. I mean, my husband had it, and he had prostate cancer.
See, and if he hadn't had it, he wouldn't have had the cancer.
No,
it was that hand that gave. The hand was it was underneath the fingernail, and it planted the cancer there.
No, it having the exam saved his life.
Yeah,
it did.
That's good.
He was asymptomatic.
That's good.
Yeah, it was good.
All right. What am I supposed to do? Say something shitty about your husband and cancer?
No.
You're painting me in a corner here.
No. I'm just saying that having had the
exam
saved him.
Because I will say something shitty. But
go ahead.
But I don't want to be forced into that.
Tom says that prostate exam is getting the cold finger of doom. Colonoscopy is they send a camera in to explore Uranus.
How long was he working on that one?
I probably.
That's probably like his go-to.
That's his getting back for the whole, like, ruining his spaghetti.
He's still going to have spaghetti.
He is. He'll get over it.
Please. It's obviously a very lazy night at the Frey household, because when he feels at all endeavorous, all of Facebook has to know.
Oh.
He likes to take pictures of his food. I'm eating banana bread. You're not. Go fuck yourself.
I know.
He posts that a lot.
No,
it's a little much.
No, it's actually, it makes me really jealous.
No, yeah, well, yeah, that's what he's doing.
I know.
Yeah, he's if you're, like, dating somebody really hot and you show him, like, a bicep. Oh, I got this wrapped around me. All right, relax, settle down.
Oh, yeah, that's like the humble brag.
Yeah, this is Tom's, PDA. This is Tom's public display of affection, except he's doing it with food.
It is, kind of.
Yeah, I know exactly what he's up to. I know exactly what he's up to. He's not fooling me.
Look at what a catch I am. You wish you could have this loaf, don't you?
Yeah, people, I'm taking a picture of my food. Why? We all know what food looks like.
No, but it's actually interesting to a lot of people. I know
that those people have no lives. They're probably surrounded by 25 cats and ammonia.
Oh, well, yeah. And
yeah,
your point.
Okay. Go out to a restaurant, get your own food. And then here's the weird thing. People take pictures of food.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even look good. Like, Tom's looks good when he cooks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when Tom makes a little cake or bread or whatever, it looks good. It looks like a nice little Susie homemaker. You happy for Tom?
It looks good.
Yeah, it does. But, like, some people are, I made this, and it just looks like turds on noodles.
You know what? My friend Barry does that all the time. It's like, oh, look at this. I'm like, cat food on toast. What the hell?
Yeah, like, I grill a mean steak.
Yeah.
I'm not taking pictures every time. I assume you all know what filet mignon looks like properly. properly cooked. You don't need me taking a picture.
You don't. Well, he says, keep it up, stupid. I'll be posting pics of my food in meme form right onto your page just to infuriate you.
He might get blocked.
See what you did there, Tom.
I will not be threatened. I will not kowtow to your hostility and bullying.
I will not be bullied by a foodie.
Yes. My daughter's a black belt.
Yeah, I know. She threatened to kick my ass tonight.
That was disgust.
Yeah, it was. And a little too long. Do you see how fast I made my way down the stairs?
Fastest you've ever moved.
I know. And she could kick my ass, which is really sad.
She really can't, but she does. If she kicks you?
Yeah.
Like, she wouldn't do it on purpose.
No.
But if she, like, kicked, she kicks hard now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, she could probably crack a rib if she hit you right.
Oh, great.
I'm not suggesting it.
I need more ailments. Thanks.
No, you don't. You really are sickly.
Yeah, well, you know what? Yeah, I get stressed out and then I break down.
We've been through this. You have no good habits.
No.
Like, and that's why you get sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, gonna die soon. Bye!
Probably, yes. Probably as soon as we sign the big contract.
Yeah, that will probably,
as you are resigning from the day program, you will probably
grasp
kill
at my chest and go, yeah.
And people are like, oh, he never saw it coming. I'm like, I've been fucking calling him for years.
Yeah,
you obviously did not listen to the show.
Yeah, and you and Joe exchange money.
Why would we exchange money?
Yeah, because of the pool. You know, when was she going to kill over?
We all knew. It was like, it's like, now that Ava Goda is gone, you're next.
Ava Goda died?
Today.
I missed that. Really?
Well, he didn't. I'm sorry, he didn't inform you as he was keeling over.
No,
you
but
didn't
I mean,
get the invite.
I no. You know what?
Yeah,
I blocked from the wake. Well, people had counted him out for so many years
but now
that
it's
he
for
actually
reals.
Happened. Oh
now
wow!
It's for reals, yeah.
Oh, I liked so him.
I look forward to the rock block on the local classic rock station of Abe Pagoda.
I want to see how many people you know post loving memorial tributes on Facebook to Abe.
Oh, I read that. People got to stop with that shit.
I think that I was okay with it about Bowie because he was really, you know, he touched a lot of people and he influenced people more than you think. But it's like it's really strange when, you know, like I'm not wishing anybody dead, but like Rick Springfield, when he goes, we're going to have that, you know.
I got a conundrum for you. Speaking of musicians.
Oh, okay.
We both, I think, can safely say that Ted Nugent, the things he says repulse us. Because I just think he's out there. I think he's a flamethrower. I think he's nothing but hate at this point.
Oh, yeah.
So, I was thinking about, because like I always say, I wouldn't boycott. Like, I, you know, Mel Gibson said horrible things about the Jews. I'm like, I'll still watch his stuff.
I
mean, I don't go to the movies, but I never went to the movies because it was Mel Gibson. If it's on TV, I'll watch it.
If
whatever.
It's on TV, I've recently found myself sitting there and watching it and not being, like, hateful while I'm watching
but
it.
But my parents, I remember they said, well, you know. Mel Gibson says something, you know, we're not going to support his movies. You know, a lot of people
I understand
do.
That.
Yeah. So, you know, Ted Nugent, I have no interest in seeing him single by himself.
Hate.
Right, because of this. He was in a band, Damn Yankees, which I already own their albums, which
right.
I like.
Right.
So then I was thinking, well, these are easy calls for me. So, here's my dilemma, and then you can use it with your guy, Winwood.
Okay.
So, for me, Joe Perry leaves Aerosmith.
Right.
Ted Nugent joins the band. Do I buy the CDs? Do I go to the concert? Ultimate dilemma, because you know I love me some Aerosmith.
I know. Well, I know. We've gone to shows before.
Yes. We've gone to a few together. I would probably still go. I would, because I guess when it comes down to it, I really don't have high moral content.
I don't think that this is as much of a, are you going to go get that, you know, dolphin unsafe tuna kind of issue. I think that this is more just, you know, look,
I really don't like him anymore.
No, I really don't like him anymore either. I can't be objective about his music anymore either. It leaves such a bad taste.
Yeah, I'll still leave on Stranglehold. I got that on my phone. I like.
I
that
don't
song.
Know that song.
That's a good song. Stranglehold's a good song.
I liked the song Wango Tango.
Right.
But I just go, oh, I found myself thinking about him instead of just enjoying the song. So I'm like, off.
And it wasn't that long ago where I still liked Nugent. He was doing some reality shows on VH1. And I enjoyed him on there.
Okay.
So now, I think, sadly, if he joined Aerosmith,
right,
I would still go. Now, if he opened for Aerosmith, because I always see the opening band, even if it's a band I don't know,
right,
would I go? Would I see the opening band? I might show up late.
Yeah, I would show up late.
That would be my statement.
Yeah.
I would show up late. And maybe I would not get the parking lot t-shirt where he's on the t-shirt.
Right, right. Because
I would just go sans t-shirt that time because I'm not going to pay full price because still Jewish. But yeah, so if he's the now the guitarist in Aerosmith, still going.
Ooh, that's tough.
So say he joins up with Winwood.
Yeah, they're doing some, like, I don't know, project together.
When worlds collide.
Oh my God, I can't imagine.
Now you are a big
although this is something that's not really well known about Steve Winwood, but he enjoys hunting. And I'm not really fond of the whole hunting thing.
But you can overlook it. A lot of people enjoy hunting.
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, I have friends who hunt and everything. And so I can overlook it. I'm like, okay, not my favorite thing. But, you know, I don't think it is a critical character flaw. It's just, you know, different ideology about that.
That's not why I hate Nugent. I mean, I'm not a fan of hunting.
No,
no. But it's the outlandish things that he says and the so vitriolic. So
yeah.
I said I would probably cave into my better judgment and go see Aerosmith.
Yeah.
With Ted Nugent on guitar. Winwood and Nugent are together. He's in the band.
It would really be unfortunate. I'd still go.
Okay. So we all have a price. We're really not that moral, you and I.
Yeah, no. We'd still go to see our favorites
even if
he was there. Yeah.
Now, would you get the T-shirt with him on it, too?
No.
So, you
no.
So you're pretty much agreeing with me. You're pretty much in lockstep with how I would handle this.
I would go and see what it was. Like, I would be really curious to see. I mean, that's like, you know, a snowball's chance in hell. But
no, it's not realistic.
No, it's not realistic. But if it was to happen, I would still go to see, well, what does this mashup consist of? I mean, I might go.
But
and,
you,
like,
then you're
hate
still
it.
Putting you're still putting money in his pocket.
I am putting money in his
would
pocket.
Would you buy the CD?
Where
he's featured on it. I would, because I suck. Unless I could bootleg the whole thing. No, I would still buy it.
No, you know what?
But I would not pay top dollar because I never pay top dollar for a CD.
I don't know. I mean, I thought I'd probably go to the shows first, and if it sounded good,
well,
then I would buy the CD.
The CD usually comes out first.
Yeah, but I don't always buy it first.
Okay.
So I might go to the shows, and if I'm like, oh, this is awful.
So he could not turn you away.
Not necessarily. If he was the opening act, I would definitely definitely go late.
Because I pictured him as the most repulsive artist for us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. I mean, I'm sure that there are some rap artists that are just, I would
not.
Yeah,
but you don't like rap.
Well, you know, that's not, like, blanket true. I mean, there are some people.
Yeah, you like
that...
Eminem because he's white. No, but I get that.
Yeah, but I mean, every once in a while I hear somebody and I'm like, oh, that's cool. I don't go out and buy the music.
Right.
But
no.
I don't
no, but you,
abhor
but,
it.
But a rapper's not joining Winwood on stage.
Right. No.
But Nugent theoretically could join the band.
Yeah, they're so
disparate.
There's
more of a chance of him joining Aerosmith.
Yeah. Yeah, their styles are just so disparate. It's really not a possibility. Although Winwood's played with all different kinds of people, and you wouldn't have expected that.
I think what we could say is, are you and I morally bankrupt?
Yeah, pretty much. But we knew that already, didn't we? Are we just reestablishing what we already know?
I think sometimes I try to paint the picture that I'm not the most awful of the awful.
Mm.
Sometimes I try to paint that picture.
There are some things that I still don't get a Subway.
Because of Jared?
No, because of Michael Vick.
Because you don't
Vick.
Like the sandwiches. Because of Michael Vick?
Yep.
What did Michael Vick have to do with Subway?
Well, he was advertising with them. And he was the, you know.
All right. Now I had that dilemma. Not a huge Michael Vick fan.
Right.
He did join my team, the Jets, a couple years ago.
Right.
I did go to some of the games.
Sure.
But he did pay his price. He did pay his debt to society. And by all accounts, he's been very helpful with ASPCA and things like that.
Yeah, I still had, you know, something stuck in my craw about that. I was really upset about
it. Subway sandwich.
Yeah, he probably was. It's not great food. But
well, it's an easy decision then if you don't like the food.
Well, I mean, but there are a couple sandwiches that I did used to like.
Again, it's friggin' Subway. It's there. Like,
and
this is the football team. I've seen the Jets. You know, I've been going to Jets games since 84.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, if somebody, like, awful joined the Yankees, I'm still going.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
You know. Yeah. I mean, I don't have to like them. I might boo them, but I don't have to.
Would you go see Cosby?
No.
No, neither would I.
No, absolutely
but
not.
But I was never going to pay to see Cosby. I'd see Cosby for free.
When I was very young, I thought he was good.
Oh, I liked Cosby.
Yeah, I did too.
I still like his comedy.
Yeah, I mean, I did too. And it's just like, ugh, now I wouldn't go to see him. No, definitely not. But it all depends on what it was that somebody did. Or, you know, I mean, Ted Nugent was never one of my super favorites anyway.
No, he's nobody's super favorite.
No. I guess there are people, though. But I think that there are other people like that I don't specifically want to give my money to. And that going to see Cosby, it's so direct.
Yeah.
Like, he's it. You're giving your money to him. No, not happening. You know?
Yeah.
But I'm kind of softening on my Subway ban now that they don't have Michael Vick. And yes, he has paid his debt. So, and I don't think that anything that Jared did has anything to do with that company.
Well, they knew it was
no
going.
Idea.
No, they did.
They did?
Yeah, it's come out. They knew.
They knew?
There was some allegations. Yeah, some of the Subway workers complained about him.
Oh, gross.
Hey, guys got to eat fresh.
Oh, super fresh.
There's nothing fresher than a 15-year-old. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, God.
Except maybe a 13-year-old.
Well, yeah. Longer shelf life.
Mm,
thing is, that, well, the, you know, maybe I'm going to keep up with the Subway ban. That's nasty. You know, all these corporations, they're all just some scum buckets. You know, it's all about the bottom line. They're morally reprehensible, most of them. You know, it's so hard to be able to find things that you can buy and that you can, you know,
sure.
Do without, like, you feel like some little bit of your soul is getting sucked out because I know what you're up to.
This show.
Like this. Like listening to this. Lisa says a 12-year-old, perhaps. Oh, my God. Lisa!
Listen, I think we established last week with Lisa's anal fetish. Girl's up for anything.
Well, let's see. Now, But Trucker Tom's weighing in, and he says, here's the thing. You could disagree with what someone says and still support the music or movies or et cetera. I hate Eddie Vedder's political stance with a passion, but I'd still see Pearl Jam. Yeah, I would, too. You know, I mean,
I don't really know what Eddie Vedder's political stance is.
Well, he is more left-leaning, and we know our pal Tom is more right-leaning.
Yeah, but I don't know what his political stance is. I mean, I know he was against, like, Ticketmaster for a while.
Well, I don't know.
But, I mean, you don't hear Eddie Vedder quoted the way you see Ted Nugent. Like, he put up, like, something like the Michelle Obama and President Obama should be tried for treason or strung up or something. That was his, like, latest one. He's just ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Eddie Vedder, and I'm guessing because I haven't seen anything that he has to say.
I mean, if Tom wants to pull up some quotes, well,
yeah, that would be good.
I just don't know.
Yeah, and I because they haven't been floating around like so popular,
right.
Like, oh, he said anything so, you know, vile or really egregious.
I mean that's what it's not what you believe politically. I don't care, right, left. If you're good, I'll support you.
Right.
It's when you say these fireballs, these flames that are just so ridiculous,
heinous.
Yeah, that are just like. Reek of ugliness.
Yeah, yeah. He feels like such an ugly, ugly person.
He does.
And, you know, the whole thing about, you know, what did he do? He married this young girl so that he could be with her sexually.
Nugent did that?
Wasn't that Nugent?
Wasn't that like Jerry Lewis? Jerry Lee Lewis?
I'm pretty sure there's some. I'll have to look it up. There's something about Ted Nugent and being with a young girl. And
that's not his wife now.
No, I don't think so.
She aged out.
Yeah, sort of like a Playboy bunny.
Yeah.
Kind of go.
It's funny you bring that up. All right, we'll talk about this till because I don't want to start the other portion of the show till Joe gets here.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about this. So I was reading right before we went on the air, the Borgata, which is a casino in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
They have these things called the Borgata Babes. It's their waitresses, and they're hired to look good. The costume is a corset.
Right.
So they have to have an hourglass figure. So the court. So
you're
they,
funny. It's a corset, not a corset.
I don't know. I don't wear one. What the fuck? You're funny. You patronizing bitch.
No, you're funny. It just sounds so French. A corset. It probably is French.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But we say corset.
Who's we?
Americans.
Oh, you're American? Fuck you.
I am American.
You're not real American.
Fuck me.
You and your New York values.
Well, where are we?
It doesn't matter. And my America, real America, we say corset. Or corset. Or Coors Light. Really, it's not a word I fucking use. You've completely ruined the point.
Okay.
As is apt to happen on this show.
Yeah, usually. But, okay, so now they wear corsets as part of their work uniform.
Yes. That's not what I was looking for. Yes. So they have a... So the girls... sued them because they were getting fired for being too fat.
But what's fat?
I don't know.
I mean, did they specify what?
Well, the court ruled.
Okay.
If the girls gain more than 7% of their body weight, they can get fired. Which doesn't really seem like that much. I mean, it seems like a good amount to gain.
I guess.
You know what? You hire to be hot.
Yeah.
Anybody can be an effective waitress. I mean, you can get an ugly, effective waitress.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because they're working for tips, so they got to be effective if they're not going to put their knockers in your face.
Right.
Those are your choices. Be hot or be effective. Hot and effective, forget it. You can move into Trump Towers.
And probably have done.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, but otherwise, hot and ineffective or ugly and effective. I think those are the choices.
I think that the reason that they're allowed to do something like this is because they specifically say that part of the job description, it's sort of like, I mean, it's not like being a diner waitress. It's part of their job description is to be hot.
It's called babe.
Yeah.
Unless babe means like Babe the Pig.
And that's why they were going for more than 7%.
Yeah, exactly, you hogs.
I think that because they consider them, it's the same thing as if you're a model. Now, I think that...
I can relate. Go on.
Yeah.
Look at my hands.
I want to be a supermodel. It's a song.
I assumed.
Yeah.
But I never heard it.
Nugent? Yeah, Nugent. Okay. By the way, Tom said that it is his wife now, and she was something like 16 when they got hitched, and she's hotter than she was then, so...
So is Tom going on the record that Tom's going on the record that he thinks mature women are more sexy than 16-year-olds? Is that Tom's statement?
I don't know. We'll let him answer that.
I think that was the point Tom was making.
Yeah.
That he finds women of age to be more sexually attractive than 16.
Yes. And Lisa's even saying that she likes him young, but not too young. 29 is her minimum age limit. So we are like not.
Not me.
What?
Not me.
No?
Well, are there strings attached? How long of a relationship do I have to be with?
We're not talking about just somebody that you're going to just bang. But,
oh.
But wait.
I'm sure this is very smart. 25-year-old.
But you're not going to look at like a 16-year-old and say, yeah, I want some of that.
Not intentionally.
Well, like,
you're not going to... We've talked. They dress older.
Oh, right. No, but I mean, like, you wouldn't... I mean, they could look like they're older and you're under the impression they're older.
Go, I want some of that, but I can't.
Right, yeah. Right.
Because I'm not a rock star.
Yeah.
If I learn to play guitar, I want some of that, and I will.
But how young is so young that you'd say to yourself, ugh?
Fetus.
Fetus.
Yeah, there was something about hairless and slimy that I don't find sexy. Plus, they don't have good motor skills yet.
Slimy, and that's important to you.
It really is. Dexterity and grip.
Noted?
Yes. So fetus is too young.
Oh, God.
What, am I being judgmental? Egg. Sperm.
Egg still attached to ovary? No.
Sometimes he looks at me longingly.
Yeah, I know he does. It's only because you're extra crusty today.
Yes. Yes, everyone is too young. I mean, kids are growing up so quickly now.
Well, you know what? I understand that, you know, people's, sexual attraction has to deal with what you see. And it's like if secondary sex characteristics are building when people are adolescent. But there's got to be this little switch in your head that says, nope, calm yourself.
Well, yeah, you can. Well, and also my tastes are skewering older. Because I'm getting older.
Yes. Well, and that's a natural course of events. It's also a natural course of events when you have children.
Yes.
Because when you start going, oh, my God, that's only a couple years older than my child.
The good thing is they have babysitters. So, hey, rock on. It's almost like delivery.
Oh, my God. It's so awful. It's delivery.
What?
They're take-in.
Yeah, sure. Speaking of awful, Joe's making his way here. It's delivery. Comedy on call. Late. He didn't come in 30 minutes or less. So we'll get his services for free tonight.
We're not going to judge how fast Joe comes.
I do. It's ponderous. We get it. It's a good movie. Let's go.
If it's that good of a movie, you're not waiting that long.
He likes plots.
Yeah, he likes plots.
Now that he's a screenwriter himself, you know, he doesn't look at porn the same way.
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden.
He eyes it with a critical eye. He's like, I'm not really believing her motivation to hob that knob.
Do you know Hussein was hauled into court with a better intro?
He accomplished more.
Well, hi, Joe.
I got to tell you, I've learned more about urine than I'll ever care to learn about.
Oh, you're full of baloney. You knew that anyway. What? I said good things.
I understand.
I said you contribute a lot to the show, so you could pee on the carpet.
You also said I've been off my game for the past 2 weeks. I highly disagree.
No, I told you that as much. First part of the show. Unfortunately, you came late enough, so we might be able to skip that. I've called you on the carpet a couple of times. Really?
But I disagree. I thought
of
I
of course you do,
because
they're yours. Yeah. She thinks she's funny. Everybody thinks they're funny, but in reality,
well,
you know,
I've been the biggest dynamo either of late, okay? I think we've all been equal.
No, I've had misses, but not nearly the volume.
Oh, no, you've had misses.
Not nearly your volume.
No, you've had a lot of misses.
Yeah, hiring you.
Edging into awful.
Don't know.
Edging into awful.
Don't look at me.
Well, you're sitting across.
Edging. I mean, edging, but believe me. He who lives in glass houses shall not cast stones.
Well, now
you're as believable as Trump reading the Bible. 2 Corinthians, walk into a bar. Stupid. What's around? I fucking love that guy. He's great for our line of work. Like what, right? 2 Corinthians. I mean, they were really good Corinthians. Some of my best friends are Corinthians. The Corinthians are lovely people, the Corinthians. Two of them. Walk.
People love them. They write letters to them all the time.
Fucking great.
Wait till he fixes the country. When are you going to say then?
Yeah, listen, with endorsements like Palin, I can tell his judgment is excellent. Oh, they are fucking dead.
Do you really think he'll pick her as a running mate?
I don't think he'll pick her as a running mate because he got up and close and personal and saw what a fucking disaster that was.
Yeah.
But after that, he did go on the record. And I don't want to do politics right now. Yeah. That's coming. But but he did go on the record. I told you as much that you know, she wants a job in the administration.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to get coffee.
Yeah, you said that. But like I said, you think he wants to hear that yammering before his first cup?
No,
she will theoretically have a position in his cabinet.
Oh,
she will
man.
Be in charge of something, which, as we've known, she's not even in charge of her family.
Yeah, I know, but it'll be some dimwit position.
I don't know. I don't think he would. If he's going to... No, it would be something high.
She'll make sure that all the golf carts are charged.
No. You're wrong. Remember, he made a big deal that she was coming out there. He thinks she's something.
Yeah,
I think she's something too, but not the same thing.
But don't forget, he's got advisors that.
And they said yes, fly her out to Iowa.
Yeah,
I know that son smacked around his girlfriend
to get the Tea Party vote. But when things get rolling, she's not going to have a position, a meaningful position.
Oh, you are so wrong.
No, I'm not.
That's what he's thinking.
He likes her. He thinks since that speech that she gave, he likes her. He's always been a fan. He's been a fan. That's one of the few things he's been consistent on.
Yeah, but during that speech, it looked like he wanted to chew his arm off to get out of the trap.
He always looks like that when he's not talking.
Yeah.
But you know that was like he was talking about.
He's results driven. So if he see, you know, if he sees that it could be a detriment, I mean a real detriment, he'll alter his plan.
God, I don't think so, man.
He likes her. He likes her, and I think he's...
Yeah, but the thing about it is when it comes to business, and it comes to business like that, like has nothing to do with the equation. If he can't get the bang for the buck, then he cuts people
loose. Banging might be part of it. Who am I to judge?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And that's what I like about him. He's a businessman, you know?
We'll get to some of those decisions. That's coming up. Mm. But it's great for our business. I like when he tries to talk all churchy. It was kind of like you doing quotes there. Like, really? Who's buying? And the balls in him. You got to love it. He's doing a bunch of fucking Bible scholars. He's not like fucking coming to my house.
Yeah, but is it any different than these other politicians going to the prayer breakfast? We're going to a prayer breakfast.
Yes.
It's a
Yes, because people going to a prayer breakfast are not necessarily experts on the Bible. He went in front of thousands of Bible experts and tried to quote them. And then he's like looking around. Am I right? He's like in full fucking Trump mode. It was awesome. He is so oblivious and is so great for our line of work. He don't give a fuck. I'll give you that. He don't give a fuck. No. I don't think he can give a fuck. He don't, and nobody goes, am I right? Yeah, 2 Corinthians. They're walking down. One had a beer. Another one had some wine. And the Jews, are they in this one? I don't know. Am I right?
That's probably what exactly happened. And then if you looked at the Corinthians, you go, yeah, they altered the story. Made it look like goody two.
Oh, here we go. Here's Trump whisper mode. He's rewriting the Bible now to make it work to what Trump said.
I'm just saying.
Listen, Trump's got enough money. He had people there. Trump knows what Jesus meant. You know that cross on the back? They don't show it. Fucking Trump.
Well, it looks like a T.
Sure. Jesus was a fan.
Wow.
That's fucking great.
Wow.
But not enough respect. It was a lowercase T. Should have been respectful. Should have been a capital T for Mr. Trump. Jesus needs to learn a little bit, and this is what happens.
Well, that's why he came back in 3 days. He figured he'd try to get yelled at. Figured he got to fix it.
Oh, my God.
It's
the art of the deal. Listen, if your first proposal doesn't work, don't be afraid to come back.
Yes.
Jesus read the book. Jesus said that the Bible was his second favorite book next to Art of the Deal.
You're finally coming around.
It's so clear now.
That's what it says on the book jacket.
Yeah. Jesus actually endorsed Art of the Deal.
Who do you think wrote the foreword?
I've heard that. I completely misinterpreted this whole Trump thing. It's finally coming around.
It'll be long enough, but see.
There you go. Well, we'll see. We'll see coming up, because we got some questionable decisions, and he's a part of that. I'm sure Joe will twist himself in a knot to make it all seem wonderful. But that's not what we're starting with. There's another one. I can't wait to see what Joe says about this one. His party is hilarious.
Yes, more Bible
study. Ours just might have one criminal, but his is hilarious.
Yeah, and you're a side of the road. There's a lot going on, too.
Well, there's one. Well, let's see if she gets indicted. That's the thing.
She seems like a little bit of hot water as of late.
Well, we're going to see if she gets indicted. Mm-hmm. Then she's got to go.
Yeah. Then she's got to go. Yeah. You can't run away.
But she's never. It's like, people are like, oh, Hillary. You never hear me say great things about Hillary.
No.
I've never said great things about
Obama
her.
Can't stand her. Obama
he's
can't
come out
stand
very strong for her.
He can't. But
apparently, you know something. You know.
Yeah, well, do tell.
Yeah, because Hillary went in. There was a story that Hillary was in the Oval Office when things started to come down on her and started cursing and yelling at Obama. Get your fucking people off me.
Yeah,
but we've had
that moment. People have fights.
Yeah.
Everybody has fights.
Yeah.
He's been very supportive.
But who was she to walk in and start telling the President of the United States what the deal's going to be?
I don't know. I see it done on the internet all the time. By a bunch of nitwits on Facebook seems to want to tell
on the internet. Not in the Oval Office looking at the President. Any of those nitwits.
I believe you call them your friends.
But any of those people, me included might be, but any of those people that want to be in the Oval Office are going to have it. Yeah.
Are you saying people are full of shit on the internet, Joe?
What?
Are you saying they have false muscles and false intelligence on the internet?
Of course they do.
Well, this is just, you can't post that on your page. You'll get a lot of blowback.
Well, you say just about the same amount of things.
I back mine up with fact. Even Paul Bond called, because I went out with somebody on his side. Paul Bond calls me like after it. Paul goes, yeah, he's like, I love when you get involved. Sometimes when I do it, because he clearly doesn't know what he's getting into. Because you come with graphs and charts and backups.
I know. It's like, look at this pie chart.
Did you
it's
see
like,
that
oh,
one?
God.
It was like a week or two ago.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Graphs and charts.
Yeah, Paul knows if I'm going to debate you, we're coming with facts.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no.
But the whole thing, you know, is that you see, like, I saw a friend of mine posted something on Hillary Clinton, how the Clinton fund is money laundering.
Oh,
it's been rumored, but
it's something that, you know, you would really want to fact check it. That's something you run past Snopes on that, you know.
Well, not with the people that you hang with on the internet.
No,
they don't usually fact check. I mean, I've gone with them and go, well, I don't believe that it's in the news. It's like, well, when they say stuff like that, it's like I there's nowhere to go. I'm sorry, I'm not going to quote a blog from the Right Wing Gazette.
Well, we were talking about some interesting things, you know, theories and gossip that's out there about Palin and her family. And it's like.
And I didn't post it because I couldn't verify it.
Right, exactly. Or because once you look these things up and you see the source, you're like, yeah, I don't know about that. I don't feel comfortable about it.
Well, it's like when I was looking at what I saw this morning. I'm like, okay, but. You got to go line by line, you know, paragraph by paragraph, and then just proof it.
All right, to put a bow on this segment, should Borgata be able to fire waitresses that get a little zoftic since they are hired on their looks?
I hate that they can, but yeah, the way the The job description? Yeah.
Stop grazing, you fat horses.
I didn't hear it. I know the story. Yes.
You know the story.
I know the story. Yeah. Basically, they're hired on the job. This is, and a business can do this when a business is perceived to have a certain look and have the employees look a certain way. Mm-hmm. You're getting into the job knowing that, and you have to face that guideline. You know that going in. So if you're dismissed on that, you really don't have any recourse legally on that.
So we all agree.
Yes.
Yeah, if you worked for a fitness company, you can't be a fat
slob. There's a lot of fatties that are personal trainers.
No, I didn't mean that. But if you had you work for a fitness company, and part of what they said was that you have to still remain fit while you're going to be
I went to a gym years ago. I was at this one gym, and there was a trainer there, and she was like big, stocky, and heavy, and I'm like, I don't get it.
She was showing you how to put on muscle weight.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe.
So we all agree.
Yes. Yeah.
Listen. Be pretty. Be pretty, you whores.
I'll try, but damn.
That's what it is, because nobody gives a shit if you hold the tray straight. You're there to flirt. You're there to have your bazongas pushed up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what pushes them up, because apparently I say it wrong.
That's the gig.
Yeah,
that's the gig.
Yeah.
It's like if you work at a club and you like them, you know, you're an MC or you're a headliner, you take the job, and I don't feel like, you know, doing intro. I don't feel like asking who has. That's the gig. You know, figure it out. Deal with it.
All right. So stay off the ice cream, you bitches. All right. That's you are listening to Davin's Den. Don't go in.
RogueRadio.com, TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com. And TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard